Fisheries officials got an earful at a meeting in Homer last week about the new proposed catch-sharing plan for South Central halibut fishermen. Local halibut charter captains are actively campaigning against the plan, saying it could cut the Homer fleet by a third. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
Glenn Merrill is an administrator at NIMPS. He began the meeting by explaining the roles of various organizations in making decisions about halibut fisheries. It's up to the International Pacific Halibut Commission, he said, to make annual allocations of halibut, and it falls to the Federal North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, or the North Council, to set new policy. The North Council has been looking at possible new rules for halibut management in Alaska for 17 years, said Merrill, and has implemented some of them recently, including a one-fish rule in southeast Alaska. Merrill says the proposed catch-sharing plan for Area 2C, South Central Alaska, has been in the works for about 5 years.
The main aspects of what the catch-sharing plan would do is that it would annually implement this range that we try and manage the charter fleet to. And then there are a series of measures, management measures, that would go into place on an annual basis in order to retain the fleet within their overall limit.
Those measures include the possibility of limiting the size of fish that could be caught on charter vessels or reducing the bag limit from 2 fish to 1. The new plan also establishes annual allocations for the commercial halibut fleet, and it would allow for the annual transfer of commercial halibut quota to charter operators. One member of the audience disputed the assertion that halibut biomass has decreased over the years, and he predicted the new rules would not have the desired effect of increasing it.
It's not true that the charter fleet will go and catch fewer fish. They won't go.
One man said he spent $1,000 to come all the way from his home in Kentucky to fish the Kenai River and in Homer.
Then I get down here today and find out that you're looking at reducing the number of halibut to a person like me that can catch. Honestly, I can tell you this, if it's reduced to one, I'm not sure I'd ever come back to Alaska to fish again. And I like to fish.
Many people in the audience express concern that based on current halibut measurements, the new catch-sharing plan would simply mean a one-fish-per-customer rule for the foreseeable future. Merrill said that was an oversimplification and that the plan has, quote, a lot of moving parts. One thing that could happen, he said, is that stock abundance could go up and put the fleet in a higher tier than it would fall into right now.
Second thing that could happen is if there was a change in fleet behavior and there was less demand, then you could obviously, if you look at the projections going forward, and it looks like there's going to be not as much charter harvests in the coming year based on the projections that are made, then you also would have a less restrictive measure because it would look like you'd be under that.
Homer Charter Captain Scott Glosser summed up a lot of the comments from the audience during the two-hour meeting. He said the local fleet was united in its outrage at the new plan.
90% of the people on my boat had no clue that this was happening, and once they found out that it is happening, they are also outraged. So what that means is that there's hundreds of thousands of sport fishermen across the country that are also going to be outraged at this law. And it's going to come down on you pretty heavy, and it's going to be a fight, and it's not over. Thanks.
The deadline for public comment on the new halibut catch-sharing plan is September 6th. After that, the plan will be discussed at the January annual meeting of the International Pacific Halibut Commission. It could become law in March of next year. In Homer, and with help from KBBI's Paulette Wellington, I'm Aaron Selbig.